There's two more points for the Gemara that we saw yesterday that we didn't have a chance to discuss. The first one relates to Umdina. So if you look at Tosfos, on Dibur HaMashchil Alu, on Pehei Amid Aleph, Alu Botzmachim, Shalom Amduhu, Mayri Di'ib Amduhu, HaAminan Amduhu, Vaya Misnona, Olech Enos and Lo Alek Kamo Shamdu. So Gemara later on says, basically, that they used to do in Amida, they would estimate approximately how much the Dmei Refuah would be. And then, if they overestimated, so then the Nizak benefits. He's going to actually end up getting more money. His Refuah costs might end up only being $1,000. But since the estimated Refuah costs were $2,000, he gets to pocket the difference of $1,000. And the opposite, the mazik could win out. Let's say they anticipated it was going to cost $1,000, it ended up costing $2,000, then the mazik wins. So that being the case, then clearly our Gemara is against that. Because our Gemara says they didn't really anticipate these tzmachim. These tzmachim came later on because you put on too many bandages. They didn't have to come. They weren't anticipated. And yet, the Gemara takes for granted that you would have to pay for them, at least if you assume HaKatzarech Eged, or according to the Chachamim, the Tanakam and Rebbe Yehuda, you'd have to pay for them if it's Eged Yisera, even if it's Eino Amid L'Eged Yisera. So Tosfos asks a question. Why over here do we assume you don't pay for it? And there you do. And Tosfos doesn't really give so much of an answer as much as saying, yeah, here lo amduhu, and there amduhu. What Tosfos doesn't tell you is, well, what should you do? What's the proper protocol and procedure? So perhaps we'll return to that question a little bit later. But the Rambam also addresses this question, and he does tell you what the proper procedure is, and explains why over here we're talking about lo amduhu, and over there we're talking about amduhu. So let's look at the Rambam. It's Parag Beis Halacha Yudalad. Ketim Misharan Haripoy, Omdin Bekama Yamim Yechiyazeh Mecholizeh Bekama Hu Tzarech Venosin Lomiyad Vein Mechai Venosolitein Dvaryom Biyomo V'davarzeh Takana Ki Lemazek. So the Rambam basically tells us over here that Amida is a takana lamazik, meaning say mikradin. Actually, what do you do? Dvar yom biyomo, as our Gemara indicates. Dvar yom biyomo means every day we assess the medical costs of that day, and until he's all healed and all better. So if all the boats tzmachim, so that day the mazik will have to pay for those tzmachim according to the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. And then there's a simple solution, as he explicates in Halacha Tazayin, which is Bamed v'Amurim, B'Shiratza Mazik, Shazu Takana Hilo, Aval, Amar Mazik, Ein Ritzoni B'Takana Zu, El Arpehu, Dvar Yom B'Yom, Shomin Lo. Like many Takanos, we say, Ha'omer Yeshem Takanos Chachanim, Shomin Lo. Like Mizonos V'Anisha, Einin Izonis V'Aniosa. So our Gemara is talking about a case where the Mazik says, Efshi, I'd rather, you know, there's always a gamble in both directions, right? Because you might, the Amida might be overdone, the Amida might be underdone. Our Gemara is a case where the Mazik gambled wrong. He said, I want to pay Dvar Yom B'Yomo, and then turns out Olu Botzmachim, and he has to pay. So basically, for the Rambam, the solution is very simple. Our Gemara is talking about what's Ikar HaDin. And on a practical level, it also means that he could waive that takana. And our Gemara is talking about a case, Achmei Eskinan, where he happened to have waived the takana. Now, why is it? What is this Taliyin? Because Rambam says it's takana. Let's imagine, is the other way also an option? Is the other way, namely, the Ikar HaDin is Amida, and this isn't the Ikar HaDin? Is there a way to imagine that possibility?
I mean, doesn't doesn't it sound like that if this is a takana?
No. Well, yeah, the Ikar HaDin...
Meaning the Ikar HaDin is
the
pay...
No, the reverse of the Rambam. The Rambam says Ikar HaDin is you pay Dvar Yom B'Yomo, and a takana is Amida.
Meaning, oh, sorry, really,
I'm asking, could you... Is the Rambam the only way to learn this? Right? Tosos, for example, is not so clear. Tosos sort of sounds like against the Rambam. Shalom do where they didn't. It could mean what the Rambam says, that he decided to forego it, or they just didn't do it. I'm not sure. If it's Muchach from this Tosos, he argues with the Rambam. We'll see later. There's a different Tosos that argues with this Rambam. But let's just analyze it. We'll say, on a conceptual level, is the Rambam obvious? Is there another tzad? So the answer is that this seems to reflect a very fundamental chakira, very fundamental question about the nature of refuah. What is refuah? Is refuah, I am responsible to heal the injured party? Or is it that I have to pay for the medical damages? Refuah, or if you wish, demei refuah. What's the question? Similar to the question of for example, Tsar and Boshas. We could have a similar question, right? That relates to the machlokas we saw yesterday between the Ri and the Rash about future Tsar. But maybe we'll get back to that sooner or later. But the point is it the pshat that I have to pay for your medical costs, or I have to pay to fix you up, whatever that happens to be? Now, the Rambam is taking for granted that the Ikar HaDin is that I have to heal you, right? I have to heal you. And then they made a takana that if you want to do umdana, you can. Well, why is that a takana l'tov samazik? How does this help the mazik? As we saw, it could sometimes help the mazik, sometimes hurt the mazik. So why does it help the mazik? Presumably, I imagine that the Rambam is saying, the svar pshuta is rapu yirape, your chayv l'rafoso. But if that were the halacha, that can really harm the mazik, because all of his assets are going to have to be tied up for an indefinite amount of time, because he doesn't know how much the rifu is going to be. Right, I damage a person. Sometimes I don't know if it's going to be $5,000 or $100,000, and I won't know for another year or two because it takes a while for the guy to get healed. So I have to keep $100,000 liquid just in case the medical bills come out to be $100,000. That's very hard on me financially. So due to that uncertainty, based on what's misakin ya, you could ask for an estimation. You'll pay that amount, whatever it's going to be, $35,000 based on things. I pay it now, and I'm over with. If it turns out to be five, I lost. If it turns out to be 100, I gained. But that's the way it is. Now, is there evidence for that in the Rambam? Now, let's imagine again. Let's go back. It's clear from when we put the two sugyas together that there's two mahalchim, right? There's umdana, and again, what the Rambam calls dvar yom biyomo, or the way we're putting it as refuah or demei refuah, right? So the resolution, right, there's a stira between Pehei Amud Aleph and Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. What's the resolution? So you could have two resolutions, theoretically. That here it's the Ikar HaDin and there it's a Takana, or here it's a Takana and there it's an Ikar HaDin. So the Rambam's solution was here it's the Ikar HaDin and there it's a Takana. Right? So is there any evidence to say it that way? How did the Rambam know to answer that here it's the Ikar HaDin and there it's the Takana? Maybe the reverse. So the Gaon answers that our Gemara shows it. This is the Gaon Siman Tav Chaf Sifkan Chaf Ches. He has a couple of proofs. The first proof is from the continuation of our Gemara. We didn't read it yet, but the Gemara says, V'i Amar Le As Yechana. The Mazik says to the Nizak, I am a doctor, so I'm going to heal you. I'm not going to pay for anything. I'll just do it myself. And what does the Nizak say back to him? Ah, damis alai ka'arya arva. So why was that a proof? That's what the Gaon says. What's the makor? The Rambam, that Gemara. How is that Gemara makor? So the answer, if we think about it, is a beautiful makor. Because, what's the pshat over there? The only reason why the nizak could say back to the mazik, dam yis'alah, that I don't want you to heal me is because I'm scared of you. Dam yis'alah ke'arva, ke'arva, right? I don't think you're going to do a job, I'm scared, whatever it is. But he needs that taina. If it wasn't true, then the nizak would have to accept it. But why? Why can't the nizak say, look, you caused $5,000 in medical damage. I want $5,000. I'll decide which doctor I'm going to go to. Right? Why does he need to say, I'm scared of you? But otherwise, if there was no taina back, he could force him to allow the mazik could force the nizak to allow him to treat the patient. Why can't the nizak say, give me the money and I'm going to do what I wish with the money? The answer is, you see from here, says the Gaon, that the Rambam's right. Be'etzem, what's the chiyuv? Refuah. So as long as he's healed, he's healed. And therefore, the nizak has to accept the mazik as the doctor. Because the mazik's a good doctor. He's going to do a good job. He's going to heal him. And the nizak can't refuse that treatment unless he has a counter taina. Yeah, you know, if you're afraid of your doctor, you're probably not going to get healed, right? Dam yisalai kari arva. But otherwise, he needs a counter taina. That's what the Gemara says. Why would you need a counter taina? If you hold it's demei refuah, so then you don't need the counter taina. The nizak just says, you owe me demei refuah, and I don't want you. But if you learn like the Rambam, then it's gevaldik. The point is, if the nizak didn't have a good counter taina, then he would be able to. He wouldn't be able to refuse this. And along similar lines, the next line in the Gemara, right? Asiya demagin b'magin. So, what's the pshat? Again, if it's not asiya demagin magin shaveh, so he could force him, right? I got a discount doctor. So let's imagine discount doctors. The Gemara's answer is discount doctors give discount treatments, right? But if that wasn't true, you had a doctor who charged little because he was a very kind person, but he was a high-quality doctor, then again, the nizak would have to accept it. Now, if you hold a demei refuah, so I caused $100,000 in medical damages. So just because I have to pay you $100,000, doesn't matter that I can find a doctor that's going to do it on the cheap. But once you understand, no, the chiyav is refuah, rapu yirapi, is to cure him. Good. So then we understand, again, were it not for the taina that this is going to be a lousy service, the mazik would be able to compel the nizak to take this. Yeah.
Why do you have to say that, like, that taina, that the question of the taina of the Gemara is a havamina maskana? Like,
it's not a havamina maskana. We need, the Gemara says, if the nizak couldn't say this, then the mazak has the right to impose it, right?
Yeah.
So why? If it's demei refuah, let's go back to the first one. It's a little more straightforward, right? I'll do it for free. And the nizak has no right to say no, except dam yisalai karva darvad, kar yadarva.
You can just read it as, there was no havamina, he couldn't say no.
Like, so why do you need to say?
To tell you that he can say no.
Why?
Okay.
The Gemara is telling you the reason why he can say no, right? Because you're like a lion to me.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't true, he couldn't say no. That's the mashmalos. Yeah.
So someone owes someone has a chov to somebody else, they can't decide how it's paid.
Who's they?
The mazik has a chov towards the nizak, so maybe he can decide how he wants to pay the demei refuah.
But it's if it's demei refuah, then it's money. Demei refuah isn't refuah. That's the point.
He can't pay demei refuah.
Demei refuah means
a service that's worth
shava kesef kesef.
Yeah.
If it's really shava kesef, but services don't count as shava kesef. In other words, goods count as shava kesef. Shava kesef kesef. Let's say I owe you a lot of money. Right, we say for Nizik and Shavakaska Kasif, right? In the end of the day. So I go ahead and I crash into your car and I owe you $10,000. So So I happen to be a juggler, and I charge $75 an hour. So I say, you know what? I'm not going to pay you $10,000, but I'll tell you, I'm going to juggle in front of your house for the next 3 days straight. That's worth 10 grand, and that's it. We'll call it even.
Even right? Though by Kedusha, that would be called Shem Kesef.
Well, she agrees. If you agree, that's fine.
But it still needs to be, meaning, but fundamentally.
It has to be, but it's still only if he agrees, right? So the point is that if I go ahead and I give you Shavakas Kesef, so I give you tangible, valuable things that could be sold, Shavakas, right? I give for you, you know, so then even if you don't like it, maybe you have to accept it. That's a discussion, Zumba and the like, but let's even imagine. So I could give you $10,000 worth of dirty laundry and shine. Sorry, that's what it's going to be. But I can't juggle for you, right? So if I go and I break your car and I'm a doctor, I say, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you medical service, right? So I can't impose that on you. So even though it's worth $10,000. Now, good. Now, the only problem with this is the later line in the Gemara actually sounds fakert. Because then the Gemara says, V'i amr lei kots li makats. The nizak says to the maka, to the mazik, okay, let's figure out how much the medical services are going to be. Calculate that amount, and you give me that payment. Amarlay, kol shekein de pashata benafshecha v'kar li shura mazik. Certainly, then what's going to happen? The mazik says no. Why? Because I know what you're going to do. You're going to take that money and go on the cheap. Right? You're going to pocket the money. It's like somebody once rear-ended our car. So it was mamish gishmak, because the insurance company sent an evaluator, and they calculated the amount. They said it's like $950 of damage, and they gave me a check. It's like, awesome, I'm not going to fix my car, right? I made $950. What do I care that the bumper's half falling off, right? So that's what this guy's going to do. So he's not going to take all the medical costs. He's not going to go to the doctor. He's going to run around the rest of his life looking geschlecht. And everybody say, oh, we know why you look geschlecht, right? The mazik did that to you. Good. But what do you see? You see that absent that taina, the mazik, the nizak, could compel the mazik to pay the value of the refuah. So that lachar is a mefurish raya against the Rambam, right? If the mazik didn't have the taina of kol shekein de pashata benafshecha v'kar li shura mazik,
but how much is the refuah?
Whatever it is, umdana, based on does the umdana.
Who says it's umdana? If the meduber, the gemara is without umdana. So
no, but that's what the meduber is, right? That says kots li makats. Go do an umdana. Pay me the umdana. That's what the Nizak says.
The Rashba thinks that it's not umdana.
That's simple reading the Gemara, right? Maybe. Well, so that's off. And the only reason why that doesn't work is because the mazik has a counter taina. Right? In other words, if you wish, right? So this is a kasha on the Rambam. Kasha on the Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah, I think what he's answering is that really this isn't, it's a little avdafka in the Gemara. This line in the Gemara is a little schwer for the Rambam. But he says, no, if that was the whole taina, then the nizak could have said back to the mazik, okay, we'll put it in escrow and based and we'll make sure that I don't like end up looking geschlacht. And still, he can't compel the mazik to do it. In other words, we know from the Gemara in Sadi Aleph that the mazik could choose to do umdana. We see from this Gemara the Nizak basically can't. So really, the Rambam is right. Really, the Rambam is right. So therefore, we have, as you wish, two diukim for the Rambam and the Gemara, and a diuk against the Rambam for the Gemara, which the Magen Mishnah says you could be docha. Now, it happens to be that, and we're not going to do it now, but pay him a base. I don't think most of you got there yet. But Tosfos Dibur Hamaschel Nehi, Tosfos seems to take the other side of the equation, that really the Chiyav is Demei Refua, not Refua. That's why Tosfos compares it to Tsar and Boshes, and even in the Maskan of Tosfos, he doesn't flip back. Well, maybe we'll talk about that when we get there. But Tosfos does seem to take the opposite approach of the Rambam, and it might be a little bit the Mashmos of Tosfos in our Sugya, that he doesn't spell out like the Rambam. Now, so what does the Rashba say? Which Rashba?
It's
Tzadi Aleph. Oh, look at that. Okay. I
didn't see the Rashba. Rashba which I think is much more negative than Rambam. Because he says that if the person gets healed more quickly than the Umzimah, it's been Shemaya Karach Me'olei.
Right.
So far, he wouldn't have to say if he assumed that, if you assume like the Rambam, that Umzimah was a Takana, so then you don't need to say that the that.
Well, I think you still might want to say that, because otherwise you could say it's a Mekach Tos, and the Umzimah was wrong.
But
that's what Shemayim Karachmi.
Maybe if it's a takana, then we don't care whether or not the umdinah was wrong. No?
Well, let's say the Beis Din was toen umdinahs. In other words, it was actually a tos. They go ahead and they forgot to notice that they saw he has a lot of laceration, a lot of scratches on his arms, and they say, okay, you know, we'll have to pay $3 for the bandages and $1.50 for the cream. And okay, you owe him $4.50. And they forgot to take X-rays and notice that his arm is broken. So we would say that's a taos in the umdinah, right? But if it's mishamayim karachme, which means that fundamentally they got it right, it just turned out mishamayim karachme. So then it's not a taos in the umdinah. So without that svara, it could have been that you could still learn like the Rambam. An interesting nafkamina might be. Another nafkamina besides the ones, you know, the one that we're actually talking about, which is who could make the taina, might be what would be the din if the nizak dies. In other words, a mazik goes ahead and causes $1,000 of medical costs, and then happens to be the next day he dies. Somebody else murders him or whatever. So, and before he had a chance to pay. Right, so if you hold that fundamentally it's a chiyuv of refuah, so you're off the hook. There's nothing to cure. Right? If you hold it's demei refuah, you tachin that you would be chayev. Right? There's a lashon of the Rash Ravid on paying the base, ein ripui lemeisin, which sounds like again like Shitas Rambam, that you'd be off the hook in that case. Whereas theoretically, for example, for Tsar and Boshes, or Tsars and Sosh, yeah, so you would have to pay. If it, right, because the Gemara is a Shaila later on, what happens if you embarrass a person when he's asleep and then he dies? So maybe you have to pay, or maybe you don't have to pay because he didn't end up experiencing the embarrassment. But if he experienced the embarrassment and then died, you'd have to pay. Anyway, so, go ahead. So what's your right from the Rashba?
So,
Rosh Batzadi Aleph, Ahmed Aleph.
Aleph. On his Gemara, the Rashba says,
which Dibur Maschil?
It's Hamisha
Dvar Mondino Son, Venosin on the Yad. Klomash, Afilu, Aripoi, Nosin on the Yad. Demucha, Chacha, Medamino Duva Hayamis, No Neva Holeth, Alma Yesh, Ahmed Ripoi. Father Minon Liao, Amalai Havli, Lididi, Vanamasinilanaf Shai. One second. Dilma. I Bishalom do base to do Dina. Su lo kari le shura mazik. Dimei de yadinan. Dechidina amdu lachayim. Lis rabos bekach. Behu shepasha beyatzma. So let's think about this. The impression you get I think you're right, though it's not explicit. It's the same ambiguity as in Tosfos. But I think there is a little mushmouse, like you're saying, that not like the Rambam. But again, I don't think it's muchach. You think it's muchach against the Rambam?
Meaning, when Rebbe was assuming that in the last shlav, that potential conversation between the Mazik and the Nizak, if the Gemara if that would prove that fundamentally, without the taina of the Mazik, the Nizak would be able to tell me just pay me a monetary payment, so then that implies that it's not that fundamentally you're chayav not to pay him for fua, but for whatever the valuation is.
At least the Nizak would have that time. In other words, at least it implies against the Rambam that even if it's not a takana, it's not a takana lamazik. Now, fundamentally, the Nizak has the right to make that time.
But then that case can't be talking about something which is similar to the Omen Kvistin, because then the Mashma is asking as if it's a steer, as if, like, that's clearly not talking about it with Dinah, and the Gemara and Sadi Alam is clearly talking about it.
No. There, it implies that we don't generally do an umdina, because they'll say, Pashata Nashacha, the Kareli Shura Mazik. And here, on Tadi Aleph, we say you do umdina. So two answers. One is, there it's lo umduhu, and here it's umduhu, like Tosfos says. And then he says, moreover, maybe once you do umdina, even if that ends up happening, in other words, the guy pockets the money, the Nizak pockets the money and doesn't end up spending it on refuah, still, there'd be no taina against the mazik, because nobody's going to call him a shura muad now, because everybody knows there's this concept of umdina. Let's think about it a little more.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. So we definitely see two possibilities in Schakira. We know the Rambam sheet is clear cut. And what remains somewhat open is, does anyone disagree with the Rambam? And maybe Tosfos Pei Amud Beis, maybe Rashi, Yoni's Rashba on Tzadi Aleph, and the like. Okay. Now, the next question that we need to deal with is, how do we paskin? Going back to the discussion yesterday, again, there are three Tanayim. There's the Tanakama, who holds that your chayev, both Sheves and Ripoy, for Agad Yaseira. Rabbi Yehuda says your chayev for Ripoy, not Sheves, and we have the Rabbanan Basra, your pater from both. So the Rambam writes like this, take a look. Perek Beis Halacha Yates. Arei shelo pasak imo ela haya mirape yom yom valibot smachim machmas hamaka o nistera hamaka ach shechiev asher shechies chayv lefal so blite in lo dmeir shivto al smachim shelo machmas hamaka chayv lefal so ve'en no sein lo dmeir shivto Avra, the Ve'arofe, Ve'achbid Acholi, Enu Chai Le'afrosa. So who's he paskening like? I don't know. It's very clear to me.
Shalom Achmas Amaka.
Well, he tells you, Shalom Achmas Amaka, you're chayv l'rafoso, but Eino knows him l'dimei shifto. So you're chayv in refua, you're not chayv in sheves. So there's only one opinion that could be, right? Who's that? Right, it's passing like Reb Yehuda. Now, Eitan's saying, but Reb Yehuda's chayv for what? For Eged Yisera. He's not chayv for Shalom Machmas Amaka, right? Nobody's chayv Shalom Machmas Amaka. But clearly, when he means Shalom Machmas Amaka here, he's not referring to what the Gemara says later on in Shalom Achmas Amaka, because what the Gemara says Shalom Achmas Amaka later on is Avral Devei Rofe. And he says Avral Devei Rofe Eino Chayv even in Refua. So the Rambam is very straightforward. It's rebuked. It's an interesting question why he calls Eged Yisera Shalom Achmas Amaka. That's telling. Something to think about. But I think it's pretty clear cut that he paskins like Rebuda. Right? Therefore, Shalom Achmas Amaka is Eged Yisera. It's called Shalom Achmas Amaka for a very good reason, right? Which is, if according to Rabbi, because, you know, you shouldn't have really done this, right? You shouldn't have done this. It's lo nitan rishus, the way Rashi formulates it. It's lo nitan le'eged yisera. So this is Shalom Achmas Amaka. If a person was following protocol, Torah protocol, would the tzmachim have happened? No. So it's accurate to call this Shalom Achmas Amaka. Now, it's still strange he would use that phraseology because it's against the Gemara's usage of that term. The Gemara uses the term to refer to something else, so that's a ha'ara. But if we're trying to figure out who does Rambam paskin like, I think it's pretty clear cut.
So then what's Machmas Amaka?
Machmas Amaka is the case that even the Rabbanan Basurai say you're chayev, and even Rabbi Yehuda would say you're chayev in Sheves.
But what case is that? The Gemara...
What do you mean? Sorry?
The Gemara says Machmas Amaka and Shalom Machmas Amaka, and we're now assuming...
Machmas Amaka, everybody agrees you're chayev in, correct? Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, and Rabbanan Basrai.
Except Rabbi Yehuda says it's only Bikurim and Sheves.
No, Machmas Amaka.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda says...
Let's look at the Lashon of the Braisa. Let's go back. Tan Rabbanan. Allo Tzmachim, Machmas Hamaka, Venister Rahamaka, Chayv L'Rafoso, V'Chayv Liten Lo Demei Shifto. Shalom Machmas Hamaka, Eino Chayv L'Rafoso, V'Eino Chayv Liten Lo Demei Shifto. Good? Now, what does that mean, L'Maskana Sagamara? So, Shalom Machmas Hamaka's Pater. Well, forget it even, right? We don't even have to say what. Shalom Machmas Amaka's Pater. Machmas Amaka, you're chayev for both. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Machmas Amaka, chayev l'rafoso, ve'eno chayev liten lo demei shifto. Right? And then we have the third category, Chachamim Omrim, shifto refuaso, kol shechayev b'shifto, chayev b'fuaso, she'eno chayev b'shifto, eno chayev b'fuaso. Now, what we have in the end of the day is, you know, again, this is what I told you before, the Rambam is not using the terminology of the Gemara. And that's a good question. Why? I didn't mean to say that Rambam is perfect. There's a lot of problems with the Rambam. But if we were trying to figure out who he's going like, it's Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, it's Rabbi Yehuda clear anyway, because there's only one Tana who's machalik between Shabbos and Ripoy. Rambam is machalik between Shabbos and Ripoy. So it's clearly Rabbi Yehuda. And what I was saying is that the terminology of Shalom Machmas Amaka to refer to Eged Yisera is reasonable.
And then...
Right, you agree with that? It's a reasonable usage of the term. And therefore, there is a type of shalom achmas hamaka that you're not even chayv on refuah. What is that? That's arvel divrei arofe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That which we know, that even the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda both potter you for, right? What's the case that the Tana Kama potters you for both Ripui and Shaves, and Rabbi Yehuda potters you from Ripui, Kol Shekin Shaves? Which case is that?
There is no case.
That is the case. That's Avraham Devei Rofei. Right? The Gemara says that according to the Rabbanan, why do you need Tana Kama, why do you need rock to teach me Shalom Achmas Hamaka? And what does that mean? The Gemara says Avraham Devei Rofei. Good. So Avraham Devei Rofei is the case that Reb is Kilo, the only case that the Rabbanan and Tana Kama and Reb Yehuda pater you, Machayev you, pater the Maasek. Right?
Right.
So that's great. So that's what the Rambam says.
Right, but meaning Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be Mechayim in that case.
Yes, that's correct, and that's exactly what the Rambam says. Arvel Devei Arofei.
But meaning,
your potter,
what I didn't understand is that if...
Your potter from Revoa.
Right, but then what's the first case of the Rambam?
The first case is Eged Yisera.
No, regular.
Regular. That's the case that everybody agrees you're Chayev. It's a normal case. But we have
okay, fine,
the real point that even the Rabbanan Basrai are Machayev. They're from the Gemara. Well, let's just put it this way. Before you get to the Rambam, right? From the Gemara, there's clearly three levels. There's a case of Ripoy that even the Rabbanan Basrai, everybody agrees you're Chayev for. Then there's this middle case that the Rabbanan Basrai say you're Potter, Tana Kama says you're Chayev and Ripoy and Shaves. And Reb Yudah says Chayv and Ripoy Pater and Shaves, right? And then we have the third case that even Rabbanan Kamai are pottering you from both, and even Reb Yudah potters you from Ripoy and Kol Shekin Shaves, right? So we have three levels in the Gemara, and we have three levels in the Rambam. The Rambam is paskening the Gemara. Again, the only nitpick is why he calls Eged Yisera Shalom Machmas Hamaka, right? That doesn't correspond to the language of the Braisa, but it is a very apt description because these were really not Machmas the Maka. Okay, so that's the way I would read the Rambam. The Rav that says Amar Avram. Right? So the way I would read the Ravid is the Ravid is saying, no, we paskin like what? We're paskining we're paskining like the Rabbanan Basrai. He's arguing with the case of the right. Rambam says Shalom Achmas Hamaka, meaning Eged Yiseiras Chayav in Refua Patur and Shaves. The Ravid saying, I don't even think you're Chayev in Refua. Ain't no Chayev l'Refoso. Right? So he's Paskin like the Rabbanan Basrai, which is a very logical position to Paskin like. It is the Chachamim. If you're going to guess which one you Paskin like, you probably guess that you Paskin like the Chachamim. Right? First, as opposed to the Tana Kama or Rabbi Yehuda. Good. That's the way I would read it. Now, I guess there's a couple questions on this Rambam. Number one is, in Ha'ara, why change from the Lashon to the Gemara? The more, I guess, to me, problematic, bigger problem is why in the world would he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Das Yachid? You should paskin like probably the Rabbanan Basrai or maybe the Tana Kama. Strange to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Magid Mishnah solves the problem with the simple solution of changing the Girsa. So his gear says, Alut smachem shalom achmas hamaka, en chayev l'rafoso, ve'en anosin lo dumei shifto. Okay, that's great. En. Now, if so, let's say we accept that gear, so, it's very repetitive. Who's he paskening like, if you learn like the Magid Mishnah? What do you say? It's definitely not Rabbi Yehuda. Is it Rabbanan Kamai or Chachamim? So maybe you'll say it's like the Tanakhama. But then it's totally repetitive, because Shalom Achmas Amaka in Chai Loi Fosa. What does Shalom Achmas Amaka mean? Basically, Avraal Divrei Arofin. That's what the Gemara says. That's the case that the Tanakhama patters you for, right? Rak is talking, is teaching me that you're patter for Shalom Achmas Amaka. And what does the Gemara say? What's Shalom Achmas Amaka? Avraal Divrei Arofin. So the Rambam says you're patter Shalom Achmas Amaka, meaning Avraal Divrei Arofin. And then he says in the next line, Avraal Divrei Arofin, you're also Enoch Avraal Fosa. So that's a bit repetitive. If you think he's passing it like the Chachamim Tanakhama. So therefore, I would have read, no, he's paskening like Rabbanan Basrai. Shalom Achmas Hamaka, meaning Eged Yesera, Ein Chayv Lefoso, Ve'en Onosin Lo Dmei Shifto. And maybe that's also why he says, he specifies both Refuah and Shifto, because he knows Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, is Machalik between them. And then, Avel Devei Rofim, also Ein Chayv Lefoso, I doesn't even need to say Shifto there, it's obvious, there's no Shita that says you're Chayv and Shabbos in that case. That's the way I would read the Rambam. That if you change the gear, so he's paskening like the Rabbanan Basrai. And that relieves the repetitive point in the Rambam. Now, there's a bit of an issue because the Magen Mishnah just changed the gear. If you look at the Frankel, there's no Kisveyad with this gear. Clearly the Ravid didn't have this gear. So that's one of the reasons why the Kesef Mishnah is dochak to be mafarish to the Rambam the way we have it. He admits it's a big dochak. Kol zeh efshar lidchok kedei l'kayim girsas asfarim. So we're a little bit stuck what to do. So I looked in the back of the Frankel, and he said, oh, take a look at the Chazon Yecheskel, who says that the source of the Rambam is a mechilta derashbi. Ah, this would be amazing. Because then you could keep our girsa, right? And we'll say he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. If there's evidence to pasken like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mechilta Derashbi, right? In other words, again, our girsa is totally fine, except that it's strange that he would choose to pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. So if there's evidence from some other source that you would want you to pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we're home free. So I looked at the Chazon Yecheskel, and he quotes, I'll read you the Lashon of the Mechilta Derashbi, as quoted by the Chazon Yecheskel. Rak shifto yitein v'apoy rapay, alu bot smachin machmas amaka, chayv l'rafoso v'litein lo shifto, shalom machmas amaka, chayv l'rafoso, upater litein lo shifto, tichsiv rak shifto yitein, shifto, v'lo sheva shifto, rapu yirapay, yirapay v'choz mirapay, oh, Yachal Afilu Avraal Divrei Arofin, V'achal Dvash Minei Masika, Shadvash Minei Masika Kashan L'Maka, Lehalasa Makoso Gargusni Yechayev, Talmud Lomar Rak, Shifto Yitain, Yerapo Yerape. Givaldik. So, first of all, it's Mamash, the Mechilta's straight Rambam, or Rambam straight Mechilta, I guess. It answers all of our questions. And also, Agav, it's sort of nice, because I mean, this isn't a reason to paskin one way or the other, but it happens to be that the psukim are, as the Mechilta sort of highlights, work best for Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to other two opinions, because according to the psukim do are mechalik between Ripoy and Shabbos, right? Rapo Yirape, not just the only one that actually is mechalik is Rabbi Yehuda, and sort of the way the Chachamim, the Tanakhama sort of has to do it as well. The Hekesh makes them together, and then Rak is, but it's great if you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon of the Pesukim. So, but you know, I wasn't going to take Chatzkel Abramsky's word for it, so I tried to look up the Mechilta Derashbi. It didn't exist. So then I said, well, maybe it's another Mechilta. I looked in Mechilta Derabbi Shmuel, it doesn't exist. Looked through all the Midrashi Halacha, couldn't find it. So then I looked back at the Frankel, said, oh, what he probably meant was a Medrash Haggadah. So that's what it says in the Medrash Haggadah, what he's quoting for the Mechilta Derashbi. Now, that may or may not be a good source for the Rambam. There are a lot of Medrash HaGadols that beautifully are Miyashev, the most shver of Rambams, which leads some people to wonder whether the Rambam source was the Medrash HaGadol or the Medrash HaGadol source was the Rambam. So that is yet another example of that phenomenon. So we might not be saved as much as we would have hoped. But so let's change the gear, sir. Let's go back to that. So we said before, if you change the girsa, so then who's the Rambam paskening like? And he's paskening like the Rabbanan Basrai. Right? But then I looked at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Tanakhama. Right? The Tanakhama. And I look at the Gra, and I said, and also the Ber HaKola. And they said, yeah, you know, the Rambam is paskening. This is like the Rambam is changed by the Magid Mishnah. Also the Sma says that. So they're all learning the Magid Mishnah's Girsa, not like I learned. They're learning the Magid Mishnah's Girsa as indicating that who's he paskening like? The Tanakhama. Now the problem with that is that then it's like Kefil Dvarim, right? Because he told you, if you're paskening like the Tanakhama, what is Shalom Achma Samaka? Arval Devei Arofim. So he paskened Arval Devei Arofim is Pater, and then he paskened Arval Devei Arofim is Pater. So it's a bit repetitive. Now, you could say, on the other hand, there's a reason to say he's paskened like the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, because the only one to be mechalek between, to have this category of Arval Devei Arofim, is the Tanakhama. Right? Within the, that's where sort of the Gemara brought it up. That concept of Avraham Devei Rofim was only within the view of the Tanakhama. But still, I would think that that Ibcham is Dabra. And the truth is, maybe you'll say the Mishnah sounds that way. But the Mishnah could be either opinion. In fact, the Gemara sort of sounds that way. The Gemara didn't say Masnisin Mani. Right? You could read the Mishnah like the Tanakhama. You could read the Mishnah like the Chachamim Basrai. Because they both say that, you know, Machma Samaka, you're Chash, you're Chayiv, and Shalom Machma Samaka, you're Pater. And I'll tell you the bigger reason why not to learn that way in the Magid Mishnah, or if this Girsa in the Rambam, the better reason why not to learn like this opinion, which is, according to the Tanakhama, what's the big Chiddush of our Gemara? Right? What's the big chiddush of the Tanakhama? It's a tremendous chiddush of the Tanakhama, which is that Aged Yaseira is Pater. It's Chayiv, I mean, right? Even though it's Lo Nitan Rishos, that's an unbelievable chiddush, right? It's Lo Nitan Rishos. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. And because you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you started getting boils and blisters and who knows what, and now there's a need for more refuah and more lost work, and you're still, the mazik is still chayiv. That's a tremendous chiddush. So the Rambam should say that somewhere, right? The Rambam should say this chiddush that you're chayiv, for which we need a gzeres hakasav, right? The gzeres hakasav of Arapu Yerape, and then from there we learn to Sheves also because of the hekesh. Right? And you need Xeris HaKasav. Without that, if it just said Rapo, I would think you're Pater. Why? Because it's Lo Nitan Leged Yaseira. So that's an unbelievable Chiddush that you're Chayev. And does the Rambam say it? Nowhere. Nowhere. So that's very difficult to say that's the way the Rambam's paskening. And the Ikar Chiddush of Gemara, he just left out. So I would think that if you're going to hold like the Magid Mishnah's Girsa, the much better read is to say you're Pater. He tells you two cases are Pater. One is Eged Yaseira, which is Shalom Achma Samaka, and one is Avrel Devei Rofim, which is Shalom Achma Samaka. A, now there's not repetitive, and B, clearly the emphasis of the Rambam is to Pater you, right? Whereas if you think that you paskin like the Kanakama, really the Iker Achidish is that you're Machayev you. That even though, Lonitan Lagad Yaseira, still you're Chayev. So, Bekitzer, I guess there's three ways to read the Rambam. If you hold like Argir Sar, the Medrash HaGadol, then the Rambam is paskining like Rabbi Yehuda. If you learn like the Gra, the Baragola, the Sma, the Rambam is paskining like the Tanakama. And if you learn like my understanding of the Magad Mishnah's Gir Sabadasa Rambam, then the Rambam is paskining like the Chachamim. Okay. Another thing that came up in our Gemara is Nitan Rishos Lerofe Lerapos, the Drash of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rashi writes like this, that it's also actually from a Medrash, Shmuel Rabasi, whatever that is, that you would have thought that it's Aser. Why? Because you're contravening the divine will. Rahmana Masi V'iyu Masi Rahmana Machi V'iyu Masi. Good. So Kamash Malan, no. Beautiful. If you look at the Ramban, as I mentioned, it's in the Torah Adam, it's quoted by the Torah and Simon Yardei Shin Lamed Vav, that there's a different pshat. A different pshat. He gives two pshatim, but the first pshat is, I'll read it to you, Tanu Bei Yishmael, V'rapi Yirapi Mikan, Shinit L'Roshus L'Rofi L'Rapos, Shlo Yomer Ma'li L'Tzar Hazeh, Shema Eta, V'nim Tesi Horeg, Nefashos B'Shogeg. What do I need to get into it? If I go ahead and I decide to heal somebody, I might kill him, right? So, Kamash Mala, no, Nitin Roshus L'Rofi L'Rapos, And of course the Rabban adds Vuhushi Zar Meod Meod Kemoshe Roy Lizar Bedina Nefashos. Okay, just because the Torah said you don't have to, you could do it even though you might kill him. Just be very careful. It's Dina Nefashos. And then the second shot sounds like Rashi. We'll see. Maybe it's not Rashi. Inami Shaliomar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mochit Vani Erpa Shekain Ein Darkan Shel Bnei Adam Berefuos Elishenahagu. Starts out sounding like Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochetz V'ani Erpa. But it has a very interesting addition here. We have to figure out what this means exactly. Ashekein Ein Darkon Shel B'nei Adam B'Refuos Ela Shenahagu. What does that mean? Ein Darkon Ela Shenahagu. Shenemar Gam B'chol Yo Lo Darash Hashem Ki B'Rofim. So the verse chastises Chizkiyahu for not being Dorish Bashem, but Berothim. So you see, Ein Darkan Shel B'nei Adam Berothimos. Al Karchach, Al Kain, Baal Alamdeinu, Shenitna Rishos L'Rapos. And Memela, once that's true, and this is going to be true for both of the Lashonos, U'mitzvahi U'vechlapi Kuach Nefesh Hu V'azariz HaRezim Meshubach V'monei Atzma HaRezim Shofech Damim. Don't think, it's Rishos. Right, so okay, it's Rishus. No. Once it's Nitan Rishus, then it becomes a mitzvah, Vashivos alone. Right? I could save this guy's life. So I must do it. It's obligatory. It's not obligatory to become a doctor. But if you are a doctor, if you know how to save somebody's life, it's obligatory to heal them. And at that point, if you don't, you're Shofech Damim. Good. So it could be that the second shot is well, first of all, even in the first pshat, it's sort of interesting that it's not, according to Rashi's pshat, that without exerus or kasev, you'd think it's aser, kamash malan, that it's mutter, and then probably the mela mitzvah. According to the Ramban's first pshat, the havamina isn't maybe that it's aser, but mali letzar zeh, right? And kamash malan, that basically you're chayev. Now, why didn't the Ramban explain like Rashi? Rashi is such a beautiful pshat. Everybody knows Rashi's pshat, right? So why did the Ramban say it like it? So it could be that, because we always say there's a chiyuv hishtadlus. In other words, we don't say in other realms, Kadosh Baruch Hu made me an ani, so I'm not going to go to work. Kadosh Baruch Hu made me ignorant, so I'm not going to study. Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? So you do hishtadlus. That's part of being in this world. So, maybe we didn't need Xer Sakasov to teach me that point. You know, an interesting thing about it is maybe nafkamina would be for a guy. Guy doesn't have rapu yirape, so is it going to be aser? It'll say no. Even according to the Ramban, it's even according to Rashi, it's only a Jew that has a higher level of bitachon that he should have this malach. Anyway, the point is, now, well, let's say it like this, right? If you look at the Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, he explains all of this much more clearly. And L'chor, you also see over there that the second Pshat Ramban isn't exactly like Rashi. It's not the Pshat that you would have thought it's wrong because you're divining the you're contravening the divine will. Though that's part of it, as much as you're barking up the wrong tree. And that would explain our Kasha from Gayan. We'll see in a moment. Right? And another thing that the Ramban stresses over there is that it's, according to both Pshatim, it's Rishus L'Rofe. You know, this is directed at the Rofe, not the patient. Let me read you the Ramban. Vaklal, this is an unbelievable Ramban, it's Hashkafa Friday. Okay? Vaklal, the connection to this week's parsha is obvious. So it goes without saying. Vaklal, ki behayos Yisrael Shleiman v'hem Rabin. What he's saying is, remember, he's going on the Chukosai, right? So, Chukosai Telechu, Beth Mitzvosai Tishmeru, Minasadi Gishmecham Bitov, Nas Naritz Vulav, Etzesai Deitain Priyov, so you don't have to worry about everything, right? If Klal Yisrael are Shleimim, they're Rabim, so as a nation, we're doing what's right. So everything is amazing. There's going to be rain, there's going to be dew, there's going to be no enemies. Everything is going to be taken care of. Lo yisnaig in yanam b'tava klal. So there's not going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga in the world with us will not be al pi derech hateva, right? Meaning to say, you know, al pi derech hateva, there is no association with righteous behavior and observance of mitzvos and rainfall. But the answer is, if as a nation we're doing what we should, then we'll get rain. Lo begufam, v'lo be'artzam, lo bechlalam, v'lo biyachid shebahem, ki varech Hashem lachmam umeimam, v'yasir machalam mekirbam, ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe, u'lishtamer mederech mederech erifuos klal. K'mo shenemar, ki ani Hashem rofecha. So if we do what we're supposed to do, then we mamish have nothing to worry about. And this is probably, you see this, we're going to see that Gemara quoted a little later, but the Brach Gemara on the Samech Amid Aleph in Brachos, and I guess we'll get there in a second. The Chain, Hayu Tzadikim Osim Bizman HaNevuah. So now this is very important. Tzaddikim would act this way, bizman hanivuah, right? So maybe not necessarily today, but tzaddikim bizman hanivuah could act this way. Now, there's even though bizman hanivuah, it was not a situation of all of Klal Yisrael always being great. Sadly, when we learned Nevi'im, we didn't always meet our potential as a nation. But the tzaddikim would act this way, bizman hanivuah. Gam. The Ramban himself was a doctor. Gam ki yikreim avon shiichalu. If they got sick, lo yidrishu berofim rak b'neviim. Who would they go to? Not a doctor, but a rof, not a but a navi. Kinyan chizkiyahu b'chalo. So, like chizkiyahu when he got sick, v'amar kasuv gam b'chol yolo darash es Hashem ki berofim. The pasuk says that Chizkiyahu was punished because he went to the doctor. V'lo yadav arofim nog b'hem ma'atam shiyaskir arofim ein ashem rak b'avur shelo darash Hashem. In other words, the pasuk implies that he was wrong for going to a doctor. He's wrong for... Now, if the darach was to go to a doctor, so then you could criticize him for not being darash Hashem, but you won't criticize him for going to the Rofin, right? He's criticized for going to the Rofin. Just say, he was criticized, right? In other words, nowadays, we would say, person, right, we all go to doctors, I imagine. Now, let's say, you could still be criticized for not being, you know, davening, not doing tshuva. You certainly be unbindingly atchay fashish with myself, but that doesn't preclude going to the doctors. So, if somebody went to the doctor without doing tshuva, so we would say, yeah, you did the wrong thing for not doing tshuva. But you wouldn't say you did the wrong thing for going to the doctor. Whereas Chizkiyahu is criticized for going to the doctors. That's the diak of the Ramban. So, Elamai, you see from here that for tzaddikim bizman hanevua, it was wrong to go to doctors across the board. Avalhu kasha yomar adam lo achal ploni matza b'chag amatzos kiyem chametz. Right? And he did two things wrong. Good. Aval hadoresh Hashem benavi lo yidrosh berofim. Mary now spells this out. Somebody who's dorish Hashem benavi wouldn't go to the rofim. Uma chelak lerofim beveis osei ratzon Hashem. There's no makom for rofim beveis osei ratzon Hashem. Achar shehivtiach uvirech eslach mecha besmei mecha vasirosi machala mekir becha. Varofim ein maseim rak alamachal veamashke lizar mimenu ulatzavo salav. Maybe there's makom for a nutritionist, beveis osei ratzon Hashem, but not a rofe. V'kach amru, kol esrim v'tartan shana demalach rabba, rav Yosef, afilu umne levesei lo kara. In other words, rav Yosef, so it's an interesting point because we noted before that it was, he said, Tzadikim Bizman HaNevuah, but he, even at least Bizman HaMorayim, he thinks this is true as well, right? Rabba didn't call a doctor, didn't call a doctor for all those years. Now, the truth is that Gemara is not a raya, as Tyler pointed out to me. If you learn the Gemara there, like Rashi learns, it means he didn't call a doctor to his house out of kavod for Rabba. He would go to the doctor, but like he wasn't knowing chashivas to have a house call. But he did go to the doctor. The Ramban understands that Gemara differently. He said that he didn't go to a doctor at all, and that's because he was a tzaddik, a Baal Bitachon. Right? In other words, again, if you have a gate that's not mitzvah focused, so then it's doctor focused. But if you're doing mitzvahs, Ratzon Hashem, then there's no makom for doctors. Fu amram sheim darkum shel bnei adam berefuos ala shenagu. Right? That's a gemara in Brachos, another gemara in Daf Samech. Amar v'acha hanechnas lahakiz dam amar yihi ratzon melfanach Hashem Elokai she'esek ze lil refua v'tir pa'eni. Kikel rofe naman ata v'refuascha emes lefi she'en darkan shel bnei adam lirafos ela shenagu. So Rashi over there says, what does that mean? Kilomar lo hayalam lasok refuos ela levakish rachamim. Now, what's interesting is that Gemara was talking about people that weren't on the Madriga, that were going to doctors, but still, they're acknowledging that it's ein darka. So what does that mean? So the Ramban tells, I'll tell you what that means. It means like this. Ilu lo haya darkam berefuos yach laha adam kefi asher yia alav onesh cheto v'yisrape v'ratzen Hashem aval hein nagu berefuos v'Hashem enicham lemikre tivayim. Wow. And an unbelievable yisod. Right, once again, lesson wise, shenagu. So what, shenagu? Is that a reason? Answer is, a klal, the Ramban is saying here, in the nature of bitachon, which is that if you act as a baal bitachon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you shmira from teva. And if you don't, then you won't. and you'll be munach lemikra, and you'll need a doctor. Right? That's what he says. Lo hayadarkam berefuos. As if you were a baal bitachon, a very high madrega of bitachon, so then you just went ahead and you said, you know, if I'm sick, what I'm going to do? I'm going to do tshuva. Because I understand that everything that happens to me is an onesh from Hashem. And so I'm going to do tshuva v'yisrapi b'ratzon Hashem. Fine. Afal heim nagu b'rufus. L'maisa, we were noeg. We act not as bali bitachon. And so memela v'Hashem heinicham l'mikri hativayim. So then you are subject to mikra. And if you're subject to mikra, then the appropriate thing to do is refuah. Meaning to say, if someone is not a baal bitachon, right? And then, so what's going to happen? He's going to be munach lemikra. And memela, if he doesn't go to a doctor, what's he doing? Shia, right? Because if you live in that world, you're being somei chalanes, you're acting inappropriately. If you live in the world of mikra, so then to then say, I'm a baal bitachon and I'm not going to the doctor, no. Because once you decide to live in that world of mikra, so then you are taka subject to mikra. And if you're subject to mikra, then doing tshuva is not going to help. Why? Because why did you get sick? You got sick because of mikra, right? You got sick because you were on the subway and the guy next to you sneezed on you, and so memela, you got a cold, you got the flu, right? That's why you got sick. Okay, so it's not doctors can't do much for flus anyway, but you know, if it was something that you could go to the doctor for, right? You got sick because of mikra, avada tuchuva, avada david, but lemaisa, you're in a world of mikra. So then you have to go to a doctor. You have to go to a doctor. If you don't, you're a poshaya. Someone who is in the world, so Bisman Hanavim the Tzadikim would be like this, and it was in a sense easier. It's never easy to be a tzaddik, but Lemaisa, because you know, you can go to the Navi and they tell you what to do. But even post Navim, the Ramban says you could, a Baal Madrega could live on this level. But if you're not on this level, you can't be on this level. And this is a Yisod Gadol. The Chovas Alvavos, as well as others, make this point as well. Yisod Gadol, meaning you can't be a bigger Baal, you can't act with Bitachon if you're not a Baal Bitachon. And that's especially true in the world of medicine. And the Chazon Ish, we'll go back to finishing the Ramban, because we're not done. He says another couple important points on our topic. But I'll read you a Chazon Ish that sort of makes this point mamish explicitly. This is from the Igros of the Chazon Ish. It's Chelek Aleph, Igeres Kuf, Lamed Vav. Ukshani la'atzmi, hineni choshev, es ha'ishtadlus ha'tiv'it, v'amesh shenogea lebrios, lemitzvah, v'chova, uke'achas ha'chovos, la'ashlamas tzuras ha'adam. So ishtadlus for being healthy, whether that's eating healthy, or exercise, or going to doctors, or whatever it is, that is part of the, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Asher hitbia hayotzer baruch hu b'matbea olam ha'umatzinu me'amurayim shehalchu etzel rofim me'umos ha'olam u'minim lisrape. Right, what's the biggest raya? That even amurayim went to gayusha doctors, went to heretical doctors, right? What's the pshat? In other words, if it wasn't a real obligation to go to a doctor, so then why would you go to a min? So if they're going to min him, it's because they held that you have to choose the very best doctor. Sometimes it happens to be that the very best doctor isn't from a yid, or even a yid. So you have to, yeah, what are you going to do? Right? And that reflects this point. Right? In other words, there is MS and Chachma to the refuah, right? Hashem created herbs and, you know, things that some of the medicines are from. It's astounding. The gam nivra ushari chachma shenitam l'chol lachshov ulishbonein v'ladas. Imkein, yesh derach b'darchei Hashem yizbarach l'daleg al hateva. V'chol shekein arov hishtadlos ba. Now that there is a derach b'darchei Hashem l'daleg al hateva. That's exactly what the Ramban was saying. A person could live in a madrega where teva doesn't, you could be medaleg ala teva, you get sick, you do tshuva. You figure out what chet this is coming from. And certainly, ledaleg al rov ishtadlos. And maybe there's epis, some amount of ishtadlos everybody has to do, maybe not, maybe shema, maybe shema yochai. But that is a mahalich. Kishtei hanetios. Sorry, mikol makom tzarch lefales meod. You have to weigh it very carefully. Kishtei netios mikav haemes hameduyak einan yesharos. To veer in either direction is wrong. Im levtoach yoser mimadvegaso habitachon shehigati elav beemes v'im lahamin bishtadlus yoser midai. If you have too much bitachon, what does that mean? More than the level of bitachon, shehigati elav be'emes. Meaning to say, exactly what the Ramban says. If a person is a real baal bitachon, so a baal bitachon has the right to forgo certain amounts of ishtadlus. And a person could even reach a madrega where, like Chazon Ish says, like the Ramban says, where they won't go to doctors at all. But if that is not where you're holding, right? It's not madregas habitachon shigati elav v'emes. That's not where you're holding. So then, if you don't go to the doctor, that's shvichos damim. You're committing suicide, right? You're not doing ratzon Hashem, because ratzon Hashem, since you're not at that madrega bitachon, and why is that? Why don't you just say, okay, I'll have bitachon? No, because if you're not at that bitachon, then Hashem leaves you to mikra. And if Hashem left you to mikra, you're going to die if you don't go to the doctor. Do all the tshuva you want. You didn't get sick because of the aveira. You got sick because of mikra. Why? Because you're not the baal bitachon. Right? Like the Ramban says, the Ramban says in a number of places, the most famous is in the Rashi's Yud Ches, about how the level of bitachon, the level of nes, or of hashkacha, or shmira, to be more precise, is different. A tzaddik, whose mind does not depart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramban says, is zocha to constant shmira, from all possible harm. So again, such a person, if he gets sick, it's because he did an aveira, and the way to get better is to do tshuva. But someone who's not on that madrega is left to mikra. And certainly someone who doesn't live his life, you know, don't you live the rest of your life on the level of bitachon. You know, you could be absolutely a hypocrite in this respect. L'mash l'mad davar domeh. Person goes ahead and he flunks his midterm. That's an Hashem. Hashem wanted me to fail. I would fail if Hashem didn't want me to fail. He didn't study, but it's true. He wouldn't have failed if Hashem didn't want him to fail. Good. Then comes along the final, and he decides, yeah, I better study. So he works really hard. He gets an A. Ha! Worked so hard, and I got an A. Right? So he's a hypocrite. Right? They're both true, but it's an absolute hypocrisy. Right, so someone who's not a baal bitachon to then say, you know, I'm not going to go to the doctor, I'm going to have bitachon, that's hypocritical, right? For everything else in his life, he's not a baal bitachon. He doesn't wait for the month to fall. He goes to work every day, or whatever it is. You know, he has a retirement account, right? He's saving. And now he's going to say, but I'm not going to go to the doctor because I'm a baal bitachon? That's hypocrisy. But it's not just hypocrisy like it's a chizon de midos. It won't work, the Ramban is saying, because you're not going to be zocha to that shmira, because you're not the baal bitachon, right? And that's exactly what the Chazon Ish is saying. That's what the Ramban is saying. In other words, and this is what makes figuring out bitachon and hishtadlos such a hard thing. because it's not just like, you know, sometimes people say it like, you know, this is reasonable ishtadlus, and then you could have bitachon from here on out, right? It's not true. It's like the Ramban, like the Chazon Ish says, madregas habitachon shigati elav be'emes. In other words, someone who has achieved a certain level of bitachon be'emes, so then it would be appropriate for them to have a little less ishtadlus. And that could even be true in the realm of health. But, like he says, that you veer too much in either direction, you're messing up. You're messing up if you do too much ishtadlus, and you're messing up if you do too much bitachon. And it's tzrichas damim in both ways. So a person has to carefully weigh. Let's continue in the Ramban. Vizu, now he finally gets to our Gemara. Vizu hi kavanasam be'amram v'rapu yirapei mikan shenitna rishos l'rofei l'rapos. That's what it means. So he's medayek, rishos l'rofei l'rapos. Lo amru shenitna rishos l'chol l'rapos. There is no rishos. Ella, meaning to say what? Fundamentally, you don't need to ever go to a doctor. If you're the Baal Bitachon, then you'll go to the Navi, or you'll do tshuva. Ella, keven shechala cholo valis rapos. If this chayla decides to go the way of refuah, right, shenagu, ki nahag birefuos, like he said, that's the vart of nahag. You are not the person who is the Baal Bitachon, the absolute Baal Bitachon, your nahag birefuos. V'hu lo haya me'adas Hashem shechalkam b'chayim. You're not from the Adas Hashem. Ela l'rofei, ein l'rofei l'asor atzmo mirfuaso. So if I'm a doctor, I have to treat you. Because you are no egg b'refua, so then now you're in the world of teva, and I now have a chiyuv to heal you. And I can't say no. Lo mipnei chashash amayamus biyado. That's Ramban's first pshat in the Torah Adam. Achavei shubaki b'malacha ha'i. I went to medical school. I know what I'm doing. V'lo ba'avur shiomar ki Hashem levado hu rofei kasher kol basar. And I shouldn't refuse to you your treatment. Why? Because Hashem's in charge. Shikvar nagu. That's the yisod. Kvar nagu. And when you're noheg, so then it's taka shayach. V'alkeina anashim anitzim shehikuzezeh be'evan o be'agrof yesh al hamaka tashlumei refuah. And that's why the Torah is mechayev tashlumei refuah. Why? Ki ha-Torah lo tismoch dineha al hanisim. The halachos in the Torah don't reflect supernatural hanhaga of the world. Kasher amra ki lo yachdal evyo mikerv haaretz. Midato shekein hu. Aval birato nashem darke ish ein lo esik refuah. Get back to the slide. Right? So, in other words, lamashal. Right? You give somebody tzedaka. Ki lo yachdal evyo mikerv haaretz. Right? You don't say to the guy, maybe you should think about why you're so poor. Is there something you did that maybe made Hashem take away your money? Right? No. The Torah didn't. So it is true that if Klal Yisrael is noheg as they should, then there won't be poor people. That's going to be Bi'os HaMashiach, the Ramban says. Right? That's going to be good to Gishmak. No need for tzedakah. But the Torah's laws don't reflect that ideal existence, rather, they reflect teva. So the same thing is true for the doctor. Same thing is true for the doctor. And therefore, it's nitan rishus l'rofei l'rapos. Aval, and that's his conclusion. Aval, just remember, bertsos Hashem darke ish, ein lo esek b'refuah. Now, one last interessant ta'ara. So how did, if you look at the Bach, who's commenting on the Ramban in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, the Bach teaches the Ramban differently. He didn't have this Ramban, I guess. The Ramban, the Bach says, he quotes the pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, and he says, no, the pshat is, lefi shelo darsh Hashem klal, ki im berofim bilvat. What was the problem with what Chizkiyahu did? It's a beautiful pshat. It's not the Ramban's pshat. The problem with Chizkiyahu, of course, you should go to the doctor, but the problem is, he wasn't darsh Hashem klal. He should have gone to the doctor and gone to the Navi. And his problem was, he only went to the doctors, he didn't go to the Navi. So that's why he was Nanash. But the Ramban himself says, teaches the pasuk differently. Going to the doctor at all was a problem. Yeah, who had a question? Somebody? Nobody? Yeah.
Just in terms of like, the Torah's Haftacha, the Klal Yisrael goes to the Beis HaMikdash, there's not going to be any invasion or things like Shemitah. Is that, that's not a supernatural promise from the meaning that's... There's some, like,
where is it? Which promise are you talking to specifically?
And then,
what pasuk? As the Torah tells you, that if as a nation we do mitzvos and act properly, then we won't need to do, you know, that everything is going to be great, right? And the Torah also says, however, that, you know, it tells you to go to war with weapons, right? Okay. Just to highlight, Tosfos once we're on this topic of Nitna Rishos L'Rofi L'Rapos. So what does Tosfos say? Why do we need Rapo Yirape? So Tosfos says, if it just said, if it says Rapo, then I would know Bidei Adam, that's the context, of course, over here, but I wouldn't know Bidei Shemayim. That's why we need Rapo Yirape. What's the pshat? Because I would have thought that Bidei Adam, so I understand, right? I beat up Philip, so Hashem wanted him to be healthy, and I was the one who beat him up. So that's why he's allowed to go to the doctor. If that's what it would be if it just said Virapo. But if he gets sick, Achmana Lufan, so then that's from Hashem, and it would be Nira Kisoser Gzeira Sabore, and that's why we need Yirape. So at first glance, this sounds like the famous Archaim HaKadosh, which is also Zohar, that says that there's a difference, even though a person will never get sick from Hashem, unless they're deserving, because human beings have bechira chafshis, so a human being is able to injure a person, hurt a person, maybe even kill a person, who's not, it's not nigzer alav that that should happen, because that's part of bechira, right? So that's what Tosfos is saying. If it just said rapo, I would think it's only bidei shamayim, because that's not gzeiras Hashem, but bidei shamayim, no, and rapo yirape, that even chala bidei shamayim. So the Tosfos sounds very much like the Archaim HaKadosh. It happens to be that most Rishonim and Achronim don't learn like that Archaim HaKadosh. So is there another way to understand Tosfos? You could say, you know, Tosfos does say in Ksubos, in Eilu Nairus, it's Biyado Lahamis as Atzmo, by the Sugya of Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Metzinim Upachem. And Rebbe Elchanan on that Tosfos points out that the Chofetz Chaim disagrees, because the Chofetz Chaim says you can't hurt anybody else unless it's nigzar, and you can't even kill yourself unless if it's nigzar. But that Tosfos might just mean you could be maimis atzmo. Who says you could be maimis others or injure other people? So maybe that's the pshat in this Tosfos. It could be, though, that's not the pshat in Tosfos if you didn't think the Orchaim was correct. There's certain contemporaries from who think that the Orchaim didn't even mean what he said. So you could say it means something a little different. That, what's the lashon of Tosfos? So yishlam b'davini, hani, have mina hani mili makabidesh adam, avachola haba bidei shemayim, shmerape, nira, kisoser gzeres hamelach, kamash malan deshari. In other words, the problem is that it's nira kisoser gzeres hamelach. Be'emes, there's no chiluk, but it looks like there's a chiluk. And you might have thought, therefore, because of that, Chilul Hashem, that it looks like you're being soser exeris habore by going to the doctor, so you would have thought it's asher, kamash balan, it's mutter, and you don't have to be choshish for that Chilul Hashem. I could give another answer based off something the Beis Elokim says, but we'll leave it for now, because I want to do at least a little Gemara, so let's just start very briefly the next Gemara. We don't have time to discuss it too much, but at least we could see a little bit something new. Amar Mar. Yachal lafilu shalom machmas hamakot hamalom erak. Sorry, we did that. I'll just read it. I don't remember what if I read that Gemara before. We just referred to it. Talmud Lomar Rak. Shalom Achmas Hamakah Baikra. Amri Mai Shalom Achmas Hamakah Kedetani Aresha Avra Al Devei Arofe Va'achol Dvash. Ol Kol Mine Mesika Mepnei Shedvash Va'kol Mine Mesika Kashan Lomakah Ve'hela Ma'kasel Gargusni Yachol Yechayev La'Rafoso Talmud Lomar Rak Mai Gargusni Amr Abaye Nasa Krechta Maya Suse Allah Vekira Vekalva V'Amr Lai Asi Chana Amr Lai Damas Alay Ka'arya Arva The Amr Lay, my Sina Asi de Magin Bemage. I'll do it, I'll get a doctor that does it for free. I think maybe de Magin Bemagin, you can read it two ways. De Magin, he cures Bemagin for free, assuming we have both words here. Or Asi de Magin, a cure for free, Bemagin. Rashi says that means, it could mean Bekrovin. In other words, why are they going to do it for free? Because they're my relative. Magin, in other words, it's a pun either way. It could be demagen as the verb, like shield, demagen, bimagen for free, or asi demagen for free, bimagen with, like we refer to relatives as our shields, they protect us, they're our allies. So it's a pun. Or you could just take out the word. Amr le, asi demagen, bimagen, magen shave, right? You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Vi amar maisina lucha, asya rechika. Amr le, asya rechika. Ein avira. If there's no responsibility, so then he's going to do a shoddy job. V'yamar lei heyach havli ledidiva not masina nafshah. V'yamar lei pashad b'nafshah v'shakalta minay tfei. You're going to overcharge me. V'yamar lei kotli maka. It's okay. I won't overcharge you. It'll be a specific amount. V'yamar lei kol shekain to pashad b'nafshah v'karli shor mazik. Good. We talked about that. Tana v'chulan mishdalmin b'makom nazik. Manani mili. How do we know the mishdal b'makom nazik? So what do you think? You see from here, we talked about this Gemara extensively. This is Nezek as opposed to just a Chavala, right? Now, what's the Havamina, right? We have a fascinating Havamina over here, that if you pay Nezek, you're going to be Pater from the other four. So you have two answers. We'll get back to Havamina in a second. Amar Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Amar Kra Petza Tachas Patza, Li Tein Tzar, B'makom Nezek. So I have a question. What about that tsar? How do I know the other ones? So the Ravid, as well as Taisvis on Chavav and Mebeis, and this is also the opinion of the Nemukhi Yosef, I think, they all say that, yeah, we learn from tsar to everything else. Or according to Rav Papa and Mebeis, we learn from Ripoy to everything else. Which is interesting. In other words, if you learn like that, you'll have to say that there's only one tzad to pater for everything else. Right? So let's go back to that for a moment, quickly. We're not going to do this Gemara properly, but at least something to think about. Right? What's the Havamina? That I would think, I know you already pay tzad, ripoy, sheves, and boshas, shalom, b'makom, nezek. But if it's b'makom, nezek, you don't pay. So, we already mentioned the way the Rashi says it, ala Torah, is that, alludes to over here and later, is that I bought you, right? If I bought you, so then I could do whatever I want. Good. Now, that's a svara. Rashi says to pater you maybe from tsar and boshas. What about sheves and ripoy? Is that really a svara? So if you'd asked me, I would have said, I could say that. I would have said the easier way to say it is that there's actually two different svaras to pater you. For tsar and boshes, could I buy you? It's mine. I could do with you what I want, kilu, or I paid for you. I mean, you didn't ask me to buy you, but still I paid, so it's mine. And the second option is that for sheves and ripoy, I would think that it's bichlal. I would have thought that it's bichlal nezek. It's included, calculated as part of nezek. Not separately, but memel it's included, because if we look at Nezek the difference in your value originally and the current value, that will to some degree be kolel both sheves and boshes, like we talked about at the beginning, right? Lamashal, pashtus is, we're going to talk about this next week, whether this is really true and to what extent it's true. It's a big machlokas we've shown it. But lamashal, when you go ahead and an animal damages a human, and we're talking about a case where an animal is chayv nezek shalim, so now it's your mu'ud, let's say. So still, he only pays nezek, the owner, not tsar, ripoy, sheves, and boshes. But to some degree, the ripoy, the sheves, is going to be included in the nezek, because an eved that can't work for the next 2 weeks is going to be lower valued. An eved that requires a lot of medical attention that will affect its value. So the havamina here is that you don't pay for ripoy and sheves because it's to some degree included in the nezek. In other words, we calculate kamash malon. No, we calculate it separately, which will be a higher payment. Now, if you learn that way, so then you could even say that since the two havaminas are, one is tsar and boshes and one is ripoy and sheves, and then the two psukim, each one address a different one. In other words, the petzatachas patsa teaches me tsar and boshes, and rapoy rape teaches me ripoy and sheves. The two pairs go together. As I said, that might be the way Rashi learns. He doesn't say anything. But a bunch of Rishonim say, no, it's a different part. The havamina is that all four you'd be pater for the reason we said. So, therefore, just one giloy is enough to say that you're chayv on them separately. So, I mean, by lay, the rabbo, shogi, kmezi, bonus, kibatzon, we learn that to say for divin halacha, imkein, nechtav petza bipatza. My petza tachas patza, shamami na tarti, papa, mishmeid rav amar, amar krav rapu yirape, litin rifu of machu nezek. I mean, by lay, chatana bir yishmael, chatana bir yishmael, rapu yirape, mikach, nitin rishut the rabbi the rapos. And agav, it seems like everybody holds of that. Now, even though the Gemara in the previous Gemara only said that it's going to be necessary for the Chacham and Basrai, here we seem to be assuming it's agreed upon by everybody. Imke nechtav krav v'rofei rape shemamina lidin v'ur b'makom nezek. V'akati mibay lei lichad anran. L'misni bei krav v'ripoi. How do I know that? Right? Now, there's for a Yehuda the Tanakama. Imke lemer krav o rapo rape, oh, yirape, yirape. My virapo, yirape, shma mina, litin refua, b'makom nezek. Mechlal, de mishkachas lo shemo, b'makom nezek. Okay. So, we'll get to that next time. Okay, I'll stop here. Sorry, I went late. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll pick up Ezra Shem Monday.